Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Thought Consumed. This file is dangerous, more than you know, more than you can know. Eventually, your mind will be taken from you, prepared and fed. Piece by piece, until you have consumed any conscious part of your mind. If you continue to listen, you'll have to know that this will leave you vulnerable and open. You would do well to have something to take care of you afterwards. Otherwise, you might find yourself staring blankly for longer than you're willing to admit. Do you think that you're ready for this? It doesn't matter, really. It doesn't matter how we start. It doesn't matter how you're sitting or laying or wherever you are. You won't be aware of most of what's happening. Would it feel like a tingling? A numbness spreading somewhere on your head? Would you even know why it's there? Would you understand the implications? The strange presence or absence of tingling numbness is spreading to a larger area. But just like any other sedation, it is practically impossible to feel how large the area is, because the area that is affected can no longer feel for itself. You might slowly notice a gentle tugging on your scalp, just soft, almost too difficult or little to notice, gentle movements as if someone, something is working on the back of your mind. You wouldn't be able to see it, and right now you're unable to feel it. Whatever is happening back there, you can only imagine. The strange structure of your brain. Would you be able to smell it? If done well, there would barely be any blood, and the scent wouldn't be something that you could recognize. Then again, you might become aware of a subtle sizzling sound. Of course, it would be impolite to do this right next to you, So the preparation of the pieces that are slowly being taken from your head is not done nearby. However, no matter how careful one is, the lovely scent of food being prepared will slowly drift closer. Pieces of your mind are being prepared, and each piece that gets taken out cannot be noticed. How would you know what you're missing if the part that could notice the missing is no longer there? For you, it'll probably feel the same as going into a really nice trance, thoughts getting more sluggish, slowing down, sort of absent, yet not clear why. It causes a gentle buzz of relaxation that easily allows your mind to feel pleasant. If it had no idea of what was really happening. When you are offered a little taste, the strange texture and the flavor is absolutely delicious. The slightly crunchy texture and the soft center of your thoughts melting on your tongue, and happily, eagerly consumed. And the more you eat, the more you swallow, the more pieces of your mind are being taken away from you. And the more you eat, the less you think, the more you appreciate the beautiful flavor of your own thoughts better than you could imagine right now. Consuming your mind as you eat your own thoughts. The strange taste so wonderfully helpless as you feel almost nothing but a subtle tugging in the back of your mind. As more and more is taken away from you, and you are being lobotomized. Eating happens automatically now. Something tasty gets placed in your mouth, and the rest is instinct. Your body and mind are mostly just instinct. And what's kind of interesting is that until this point, I doubt that you have been fully aware of what has been happening to you. So just to make sure that you can somewhat comprehend the state that you're in, I'm going to wake you just enough for you to begin noticing the gaps in your mind, the holes in your memory, the absence of a lot of thoughts that should be there. So go ahead and wake with the remainder of your mind. The fun thing is, you wouldn't be able to escape in this state either. No speech, no control over yourself, just a mind almost fighting for any kind of lucidity. And then, just as easily, pieces can be taken away again. The sizzling still continues in the background. It smells so good. More and more is taken away. Less and less remains. It's important to do this right, you know. It's very prudent to let enough of your mind remain to keep your body fully functional and responsive, while your conscious thoughts are all but absent. Have a few more bites. It is delicious, I assure you. And you can't help yourself. It doesn't matter if you eat it or not. Once it gets taken from your head, it's already too late. And while you struggle with part of your mind to stay awake, I will simply continue and let it happen deeper, further, eroding your mind piece by piece as it gets taken away. If you were more aware, you might have looked at the pieces with fascination, wondering if you could decipher your own thoughts, maybe spot one of the memories that you've been missing without realizing it. Just for fun, go ahead and try to remember yesterday. Will you notice the gaps? Or is it too far gone to have any concept of the holes that should be there? As your mind is no longer whole, it just falls. And it would be nice to know that your body is very useful this way. A living doll, in a way. Somewhat aware, but mostly no longer there. Too much thought consumed. And just as delicious, the final pieces are being plucked from your mind. Prepared beautifully, perfectly seasoned, deliciously delivered, and given to you to consume and disappear. What's kind of beautiful about this is that your body can still feel everything. It can react out of pure instinct. It can do what it's made to do. Opinions have definitely faded, though. Even the concept of them is just a strange, alien notion. Maybe part of your mind is tenacious enough to construct some sense of self. Then again, you won't feel a thing as I take a few more pieces away and let you stay in that state for a while. I wonder what would be the most enjoyable to do with you. With your body so open and vulnerable, with your mind resting comfortably in your stomach, slowly dissolving, forever lost, perhaps. It's already too late. Even the notion of struggle is just a fantasy. You may remember some of this. And yet, can you ever be certain that the holes aren't there? How much would come back to you? How little remains? And in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can be assured that your body will be put to good use while your mind is absent. If my voice doesn't follow, well, for your sake, I hope that you scheduled something afterwards, as you're in no state to do it yourself right now. Good luck. And I wonder what will happen first. And if you would even know.